This Next Realm podcast is presented by Roback Activewear. From performance polos to the performance hoodies and the performance Q-zips, Roback is the best fit and the best fill. Use code TNR20 at Roback.com for 20% off your first order. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. 20% off all polos, hoodies, and Q-zips with the code TNR20. And make sure to check out the Roback print polos. They have you feeling good all year round. Good day out at the Met, starting at 3, LSU, Texas A&M, Alabama, Vanderbilt. Ben McDonald will be out there with the SEC Network. He is on Twitter, at RealBenMcDonald. Former LSU Major League, great with us now. What is up, Ben? How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing awesome. Thanks a lot. Let's start with what you saw yesterday with Auburn and Alabama. You know, I found it interesting. We've been watching D1 Baseball, who does a really good job, D1Baseball.com, with their bracket projections. They flipped Alabama and Auburn yesterday, so what it means is Auburn would now, according to their projections, go against the Stanford region, with Stanford as the one seed, then Alabama now against Vanderbilt. It flipped. I think Auburn got the better end of that deal. I think I'd rather have to go play Stanford than have to play Vanderbilt if I made it to the next round.
Well, it's always nice to play somebody you haven't played, you know, and you know, Stanford, from all indications, I have not seen them, are a pretty good team. But you wonder, because if you look at their top 25 versus the RPI, they've not played a top 25 RPI team this year. And so that's kind of strange to me. A team can be a top 8 national seed, and yet they have not played a top 25 RPI team the entire year. And people say, well, they won the Pac-12. And I go, well, I thought we were past everybody gets a trophy, you know. And so I don't care what conference you won. I don't care about geography. I don't care that we're supposed to have certain regions here and certain regions there. I don't care about that. I care about the top 16 teams, the best 16 teams being regional hosts. I care about the best 64 teams getting into NCAA tournament. That's what I care about. That's what I'm here for, you know. So when I hear people talk about geography and, well, we got to have so many regions over here, this conference won, I don't see it that way. I see it, why cheat the kids? Give the kids that had the best year, that deserve to be the regional host, that deserve to be in the NCAA tournament, give those kids a chance.
Listen, I'm not going to win any sports Emmys with this question, because I've asked it. You're like the sixth baseball guest I've had in the last 2 weeks, and I've asked the same question. But you played this sport at every level, at an elite level. Tell me your takeaway of what Alabama has done since changing coaches mid-season with that whole scenario. What that team has done on the field says what to you?
It tells me they're a resilient bunch, obviously. It tells me that, you know, baseball players and athletes can come together and you rally around your buddy. You rally around your teammates. You rally around the guy you room with, you know, and you all pull together. And sometimes adversity brings out the very best in athletes. And adversity brings out a lot of times the best in the human race too, I think, as well, you know. And to see Alabama go through what they went through, to see them finish the way they did, you know, knocking off Vandy and A&M, of course, Ole Miss down the stretch, is remarkable, you know. Now, this was a solid Vanderbilt team. Now, there's no doubt about that. If you look at the numbers would tell you that Vanderbilt was one of the top pitching teams in the SEC. I mean, they finished second in the SEC overall in pitching. If you go to conference games alone, you know, Alabama was towards the top as well. Matter of fact, they were the number one pitching team within the SEC. So they can always pitch it. What's been different for Alabama is the offense has really shot up, right? In that time frame you're talking about, the offense has just totally grabbed a different gear, and it's went to places that they were not at, you know, in the previous year. And so that's kind of why they shored up the defense. The pitching remained very good, but the offense has really taken off.
Ben McDonald is with us, pitched at LSU, pitched to the major leagues, now with the SEC Network. He is on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. And I'm going to assume you did, because you were at LSU and it's an incredible program. I'm going to assume at some point you had the day off Friday at the SEC baseball tournament. What is that day like for Florida and Arkansas today, where I don't have to worry about anything? I'm in Birmingham. I got a day off, and I know I've got a game coming up on Saturday.
Man, that's been so long ago, I can't even remember if I had a day off on Friday. And then, look, I think the format's changed a bunch since way back when. Of course, it wasn't in Hoover whenever I was playing. It was bounced around different ballpark every year within the SEC, you know. But I can tell you, talking to these kids, they enjoy a day off this time of the year. You know, I mean, it's a grind, and it's the time of year that the battery's starting to run low a little bit for everybody. You know, you got bumps and bruises. You've been through that 30-game grind of the SEC. You're looking forward, certainly, to what's ahead of you. You know, you want to win the SEC tournament, but I think you got one eye on a regional and a super regional and hopefully the College World Series, whoever you are, you know. And so it's good to have a day off. It's good to kind of hit the reset button a little bit, to get away from the grind a little bit, and then get it back after tomorrow.
Auburn good enough to host, in your opinion? And what do you think about Butch Thompson as a coach and a builder of a program?
Man, Butch is awesome. I knew Butch way back when he was assistant coach, and obviously with his pitching background, and Butch has always made a believer out of me. You know, it's steady Eddie, like a lot of, I mean, look, we got some of the best coaches in the SEC. They're sitting right here. Some of the best in the country are right here in the SEC, and Butch Thompson's one of them. You know, he just knows how to maneuver and navigate around injuries. I mean, it's been a crazy year for injuries. A lot of these coaches have had to switch and mix and just kind of piecemeal the pitching staff, piecemeal their lineups together just to kind of get by, you know. And so Butch has got a veteran team. You know, Butch has got some dudes that's been around a little bit, and that seems to be a recipe for success in college baseball, is older guys, you know. And Butch has had some experienced dudes, some dudes that's been to Omaha, you know. And so it's good. You know, Butch is great. I think they have done enough, obviously. I mean, they came in with 17 SEC victories on the year into this thing. They got 18 now. I think no doubt that Butch and them and Auburn's going to be a regional host. I think we're going to have 8 this year. I really do. I think that, of course, that would set their all-time record. I think 7 is the most we've ever had regional hosts. I think we're going to have 8. So half, you know, it's hard to believe, but half of the field of the 16 will probably be SEC schools.
Can you explain to us what happened to the last two national champions? How can you be national champions at Mississippi State and Ole Miss the last 2 years and not even be in Hoover this year? How can you fall off that quick?
That's a great question. You know, and really for Mississippi State, it's been 2 years in a row, right? They didn't make it last year either, and they don't make it again this year, you know. And so it's hard to do. But it does go to show you, you know, that how difficult it is to be on top and stay on top, right? I mean, that's the world we live in now. You can be great for a year, but can you consistently be really good? And there's not many programs out there. I mean, you could say it about Arkansas. They've been really good for a long time. So has Vanderbilt. They've been really good. They've been in the conversation a lot. Florida has. LSU hasn't. Look, LSU hasn't been to the College World Series since 17, you know, and so it's not been a great run for LSU. Now, Jay Johnson, I think, is going to do wonderful things to LSU, and he's kind of got them back on the map. They had a really good year last year. They won 18 SEC games, won 19 this year, going to be a top 8 national seed. So LSU's definitely climbing back up to what they were years ago. But it's difficult, man. It's difficult when you win it all, you lose guys. And nobody talks about this, but I'm going to tell you, in today's game, when you make a deep run to Omaha, like Mississippi State did 2 years ago, like Ole Miss did last year, you're missing out on recruiting. A lot of these kids are hitting the transfer portal. A lot of the teams that got knocked out are already going to grab those kids, and they're bringing them in, and they're having them on campus, and they're doing it, doing their thing. Meanwhile, you're playing in Omaha, which is not a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but what I'm getting at is I think that puts you behind in a lot of ways on recruiting. I think it puts you behind on the transfer portal when you make deep runs into this thing. So that may be something the NCAA might want to consider to make it fair for everybody, maybe to back up that, you know, when you can actually start talking to transfer portal guys and when you can actually get them in on your campus and make it fair for everybody. But I think it's definitely hinders the teams that make deep runs in the postseason.
Member of the College Baseball Hall of Fame, LSU great, Major League pitcher as well, Ben McDonald. You'll see him on the SEC Network throughout the weekend from over at the Met. Ben, thank you so much for the time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
Yeah, man. Look forward to it. I got LSU and Texas A&M here at 3 o'clock, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's fantastic. Should be a good one. Thank you, Ben. Take care.
Thank you.
At Real Ben McDonald is where you would find him on Twitter, should you choose to do that. He was with us on the Johnston RVCenter.com hotline.